Friday, February 6th, Memorial of St. Titus, Bishop and Confessor.
The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapters 44 and 45. Behold a great priest, who in his days pleased God and was found just, and in the time of wrath was made a reconciliation. There was not any found like to him who kept the law of the Most High. Therefore by an oath the Lord made him increase among his people. He gave him the blessing of all nations, and confirmed his covenant upon his head. He acknowledged him in his blessings, he preserved for him his mercy, and he found grace before the eyes of the Lord. He glorified him in the sight of kings, and gave him a crown of glory. He made an everlasting covenant with him, and gave him a great priesthood, and made him blessed in glory. To execute the office of the priesthood, and to have praise in his name, and to offer to him worthy incense for an odor of sweetness.
The Gospel from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. At that time, the Lord appointed also other 72, and he sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself was to come. And he said to them, "The harvest indeed is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send laborers into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Into whatsoever house you enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they have, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Remove not from house to house, and into what city soever you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein. And say to them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you." Haydock Commentary. As Moses formerly chose 12 elders as princes and fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel, and afterwards gave to each of these elders 6 others to assist them in the arduous work of governing the people, so our divine Savior chose 12 apostles to govern his church, and he likewise afterwards gave 6 disciples to each apostle, which makes 72, to serve as priests and assist in governing the church. Salute no man by the way, that is, go forward promptly, and do not stay to amuse yourselves with vain compliments and useless civilities towards those whom you meet. Eliseus said the same to Gehazi when he sent him to restore life to the child of the widow of Sunamis. If any man meet you, salute him not, and think of nothing but of executing the orders I give you.